Here with me on the phone today, I have Sophie to talk about a very exciting charity event that's happening this weekend. Hi, Sophie, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm very excited to hear about this. It's happening tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. So tomorrow, Saturday the 1st of May, down at the ski slope in Brentwood, we have one of our young ski racers, part of Essex Race Club, who has decided he wanted to do something for charity. So he contacted us and said, please, can I use the slope? And we obviously said, yeah, absolutely. What do we need to do to help you to do this? So tomorrow he will be doing 100 ski runs in commemoration of what would have been Sir Tom Moore's 101st birthday. So it's in combination of that, but also he's doing it for his chosen charity, which is Great Ormond Street. And he has a whole story behind it. So it's well worth going and checking out what that's all about as well.
That sounds really amazing. And what a unique way to raise money as well. And it's a lovely nod, you know, the 100 runs, similar to the 100 laps of the garden. So how old is Henry?
So Henry is 13. He actually only started skiing back in 2018, was introduced through a family friend. And so not only what a personal journey he's been on through his life with Great Ormond Street to get to where he is, but also incredibly, like, he's only been skiing a handful of years. Like, amazing.
That sounds so great. You mentioned that he has a really awesome story. Where can people go and check out more about Henry's story?
So in terms of where you can find out about Henry's story and also to donate to Great Ormond Street Hospital, if you go check out any of our socials, so we've got Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, all of them, the links in the bio are actually straight to his page, so you can go and have a little read and pop your donations on there. And fantastically, we have also drummed up a little bit of business around here, so local businesses have been donating and we're going to run a raffle tomorrow. So on the same site of us, we're very lucky, we've got Brentwood Karting, we've got the driving range as well, and they've donated. Lots of little local businesses have donated as well. I mean, I feel like I'd quite like to enter the raffle and win all the prizes.
What are some of the prizes?
Had everything from a cut and a blow dry. I mean, lockdown hair,
useful yes, right now, yeah,
absolutely.
They're like golden tickets at the moment.
Exactly right. We've also had a couple of people within the ski industry donating, so bits and bobs that are ski related, all sorts of things. We're just incredibly lucky to have the support of people that are willing to donate and for it to all go to a really good cause.
Amazing. So is that all done virtually, or are people able to come to the slopes tomorrow and watch?
So tomorrow will be a steady busy day anyway. It's a Saturday, we've always got lots of good things happening. Albeit we still cannot have spectators down here, we do have varying things that are occurring in terms of skiing, snowboarding and tubing that are all pre-booked. We are going to be running a cake stall for passers-by, basically. And if those passers-by should choose to buy a raffle ticket as well, they are absolutely more than welcome to do so. So, I mean, yeah, grab a cake, a cup of tea and get a raffle ticket.
That sounds great. Where can people find you?
So we are located, Brentwood Ski Centre, we're located in Worley, so just down the road. We're on the same site, as I said, as karting and golf. So a lot of people will already know those businesses already. So yeah, more than welcome to pop in and see a piece of the action tomorrow with his 100 runs.
That sounds amazing. I'm very impressed. I've only skied once in my life and I was not good at it. I'm very impressed to hear just 13, Henry, and doing such an amazing job for such an amazing cause as well. So if you're able to donate and get involved in any way, please do. You can check out the website or you can drop by, which would be amazing as well. Thank you so much for chatting to me today, Sophie. It's been so great to have you on.
More than welcome. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for all their amazing support and donations so far.